Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, the best Josh Hamilton interview ever was yesterday with Ben and Skin, and we'll have highlights of that coming up at noon. Right now, it's time to head on over and get some baseball nuggets.
Thank you, Chuck. It was a long time ago that I was actually a number in a Major League Baseball game. But let's start this off with an interesting nugget. The eighth overall pick last year in the draft, Carter Stewart. There had been some injury concerns with him after he took his physical with the Atlanta Braves, and so they didn't want to give him as much money as the eighth overall pick should have gotten. So he wouldn't sign. He's like, no, I'm not signing. So I don't know exactly where he played this year, but he's about to re-enter the draft, and they're saying he should be a late first to early second round pick. So he should get somewhere between $1.5 and $2 million in this upcoming draft. Well, the draft is on June 4th, so we're about a week away or so from the draft happening. Instead of taking that $1.5 to $2 million, he just signed a new six-year, $7 million contract with a Japanese team with bonuses that could get him up to $9 million for his first 6 years playing in Japan. At 25 years old, you become a free agent in Japan. So if you are 25 years old, you don't have to go through a process of like, oh, this or that. You're a free agent. So then you can sign with anybody for however much amount you want to sign for because you are just like a free agent.
No bus rides.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting at 1.1, 1.2 a year, and you get to show up as a free agent?
Yeah.
Not too bad. You just got to be overcrowded and eat a lot of, you know, different food for almost a decade.
Yeah, and with that, you know, I don't know every situation, but, I mean, if your parents are willing to possibly go over to Japan to help you out since you are going to be a 19-year-old heading to a foreign country, that being said, I played with tons of Dominicans and Venezuelans and Latin American guys that they didn't have their mom and dad come over to help them out. Obviously, they, you know, couldn't, and they survived, and they figured out the language and figured out how to live here and survive here and thrive here and make the major leagues here. So I don't know exactly how he's going to attack it, but I just found this really interesting.
Yeah, me too.
Because instead of taking in the minor leagues $1,000 to $2,000 a month over a five-month time, he's going to get paid $5,000 to $10,000 over the 4 years or so that he'd have to spend in the minor league. So you're getting no more money than your bonus, and that's it. That he has an income now of $7 million over 6 years, possibly $9 million. Then at 25 years old, he's like, hey, if I'm as good as I think I'm going to be, I got really good experience. I played at, once he gets, he'll probably start off in the minor leagues in Japan.
Oh, will he?
But it's not the same as minor leagues over here. He obviously will be getting a good salary, be taken care of. I had a couple buddies that went over there, signed nice contracts, and played at their high level of minor leagues. They have a few levels of minor leagues. But he's going to get way more money to do this and then possibly hit the free agent market at 25 years old for Major League Baseball.
You know, I don't know how many players it makes sense for. Obviously, we've seen a couple in basketball, and when they happen, Brandon Jennings, Josh Childress, the kid who almost went to SMU, who I'm forgetting, ended up with the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, yeah, Emmanuel Mudiay.
Yeah, you got it. But I think those are the only three that did it at a really young age in basketball. But, you know, I thought, boy, it's got to make more sense in baseball because of how much time you got to spend in the minors and if you're tripling your guarantee right out of the gates.
You know who else it could make sense for is the Latin players. That now they're not structured where if you're super awesome, we can give you as much as we want. There's restrictions on how much you can pay Latin players.
Oh, yeah.
But for Japan, there isn't. So if you feel like, hey, I'm pretty stinking good at 17 or 18 years old, but they're projecting me to be at 22, 23, finally make the majors – then I can go make $1 million a year playing in Japan, make their majors a little bit sooner because it's lesser competition. It's about AAA, maybe a hair above AAA competition. And so you go over there and you get that experience, you get more money, and then you come over to the United States as a free agent. with kind of, you know, hey, the sky's the limit on what we can pay you at this point.
It'd be exciting if it, you know, became really, really popular all of a sudden, because it would make baseball redo what I think is an unfair system.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Like right now, like the Spanish-speaking players, it's set up really well because there's parts of every city that are predominantly Spanish-speaking. And then on every team, there's a group of veterans that can basically show you the ropes. Right? I mean, once you
– yes.
And even in the minor leagues, it's like, come on over here. We'll show you how we get through this, right?
And look, I'm not playing anymore, but I think the Latin players do a great job of helping out the Latin young minor leaguers and finding their way.
Yeah.
And I know that sometimes there were guys that are like, hey, you know, you guys need to hang out with everybody. And they do, but I get it, because I was like, guys, what if we had to go play in the Dominican Republic? What if the major league was in the Dominican Republic? Wouldn't you at 18 or 19 years old love it if the American guys that were 25 years old and 30 years old came to you and said, hey, let me buy you lunch. Let me hang out with you and let me show you, like, how to do this instead of hanging out. I mean, I get it. I'm going to hang out with you guys, too. I'm going to have to play a whole season with you guys, but – I'm a little bit lost in this country.
And feeling like I don't belong. I mean, that human interaction, that genuine feeling of belonging, I think would be very, very important if you're trying to play sports at a high level, not having to stress about that.
Yeah, so Carter Stewart, you won't hear from him, I'm sure, for a while, but he's going to go over to Japan and start a major league career over there, and maybe 6 years from now, the Rangers will be trying to offer him $100 to $200 million.
Can I throw in a 10-second nugget, Mike?
Do it.
Got an email here from Sam and Peggy. They said, hey, guys, how about a shout-out to Navarro Junior College playing in the JUCO World Series this weekend in Colorado? You got it, Sam and Peggy.
All right, awesome for them. Remember last year's junior college deal?
Behave this year. Was it them that got in trouble?
It was going to – so I'm assuming Navarro won this region. Is like in the region last year. I know it was from Waco. I think McLennan is the junior college in Waco, and I can't remember who they were playing. But there was not really a bench-clearing thing, but some guys left the benches, and if you leave the bench at all, your whole team is considered disqualified, I guess, or something. So they sent a team that wasn't even in the championship game and sent them to the World Series because they disqualified those two teams. So congratulations to Navarro for not leaving the benches and actually winning the region here and then going to the Junior College World Series. Dude, Joey Gallo, this thing's for real. At the end of April, I remember seeing the article. I can't remember if it was ESPN or MLB Network, that he's one of three candidates at the end of April to be considered the American League MVP. It was Mike Trout, Matt Chapman, and Joey Gallo. As we're getting closer to the end of May, when you look at this, Joey Gallo is second in the American League in home runs, second in walks, sixth in RBIs, first in OPS, first in slugging, and second in on-base percentage. The only person that has a better on-base percentage in the American League is Mike Trout. There's only one person, and it's Mike Trout, who is getting on base more than Joey Gallo.
And he's not beating Joey at OPS.
So no, yeah, first in OPS, most, first in slugging.
The most important number for a batter, Joey Gallo is winning.
Yes. Now, when it comes to MVP, and we'll get closer to the end of May here, we're getting there, is Springer is going to win the MVP if it all ended today. He's leading the league in RBIs and home runs, and he's a freaking leadoff hitter.
Yep.
That's how great Houston's lineup is. The dudes that are batting 7th, 8th, and 9th are getting on base for him to lead the American League in RBIs.
Wow.
But Joey Gallo's second right now. If I had a vote, and I don't think I'm homering this up, Joey Gallo, I would vote for Springer for MVP. Obviously, he's on a way better team. I'd vote Joey Gallo second. I'd vote Mike Trout third just because he is the best player, and there are still some great stats from Mike Trout. Joey Gallo is also having to play center field. Mm. I think that's another thing, too. Springer does, too. He splits between corner and center field. Then, just to throw out the three other guys who are having good seasons, is Jorge Polanco. If you haven't heard of him, he's the shortstop for the Minnesota Twins. He's leading the American League in batting average. So he's a guy that maybe you haven't heard of that is doing great. Then you have Alex Bregman and Mookie Betts. I had tied for fifth. These are two unbelievable names. Betts is the person who won it last year. Betts got off to a slow start, just like the Red Sox, but he has been killing it lately. So those are kind of your six MVP candidates. And if I was ranking them, I would have Gallo right now as second in the American League in MVP.
Well, that's just outstanding, man. I don't feel like there is the level of excitement about him. As excited as we are, it should perhaps even be so much greater.
Yeah.
But I think because so many fans are locked in on batting average and not necessarily OPS –
yeah,
you
he's
know.
Batting .293 now after yesterday.
Outstanding.
So that now you want to talk about splits real quick. Here's the teams that have a better home record after the Rangers have won these two games. The Houston Astros at 33-16. Or sorry, that's what they are overall. The Houston Astros have a better record at home. They're 33-16 overall. The Chicago Cubs have a better record at home than the Texas Rangers. They're 28-18, and the LA Dodgers have a better home record. They are 32-17. Those are the only teams that have a better home record than our Texas Rangers, and do you see where they're at record-wise? They are killing it to start the year. The issue is the only teams that have a worse road record, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, the Miami Marlins and the Kansas City Royals, their records. The Marlins are 14-31, and the Kansas City Royals are 16-31. So if you see the difference is, if the Rangers can keep playing home baseball up to the Cubs, Astros, and Dodgers status, which I don't know if they can, then they can really have a great record. If they can just become average in baseball on the road.
Why don't they just do that?
I don't know. But the discrepancy is huge when you look at, here's the two worst teams. The Rangers are part of those teams when it comes to playing baseball, as long as it's not here. When it comes to playing here at home, they are one of the four best teams in all of baseball. Led by Joey Gallo, by the way. We talk about Cabrera. Listen to Gallo, second in MVP, I really think, in voting right now. Joey Gallo at home, batting .364, 9 home runs, 23 RBIs. When I go on the road with Joey Gallo, it's .214. I've just lowered it 150 points on a batting average, 6 home runs, and 12 RBIs in approximately the same amount of games. There's a few more home games so far for the Rangers than road games, but not where you'd say, well, if the road games equal out, we'll get the RBIs and the home runs there. So Joey Gallo, .214 honestly isn't bad. Like last year, .214 wasn't his batting average for the whole thing. So he's actually batting better on the road than he did overall last year. But the Rangers do have to get better on the road if we really feel like they can compete for one of these wild card spots. The Astros, like I said, they're 33-16. They're running away with this thing already in the American League West. But you do maybe have a chance to sneak into a wild card spot if you continue to play great baseball at home and just become average on the road.
There they are, baseball nuggets.
Is this the fastest a team's ever gone from the best record in the league to last in their division, what the Mariners have pulled off?
Probably.
Aren't they incredible to start the year?
13-2.
They're horrible. Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.